This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We hope it is well, inshallah. This is day two of Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain. Just finished Taraweeh here in Masjid al-Nabawi. And today's ayat, I couldn't help but think about concept of legacy. They talked about Ibrahim alayhi salam establishing the Kaaba. And of course, one of the greatest legacies to have is to establish something that I was just amazed at, that Ibrahim alayhi salam really didn't see at the end of his life, how that legacy reached all over the world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to do one thing, to call out, right? To call out and establish this legacy, to establish the Kaaba. And then later on, even though he didn't see the ultimate ends of his legacy, what it essentially left behind for the rest of humanity, it established something for humanity that every single human being is now called to, which is to the faith of Islam and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So establishing legacy is something beautiful in these ayat. And one of the du'as that he made, which was I also was amazed with, is of course the du'a where he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send from among them a messenger, Rasulam minhum yathlu alayhim ayatihi wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah wa yuzakkihim, that he recites to them your ayat, your verses of the Quran, and teaches them the book, which is the Quran, of course, and the hikmah, which means wisdom, to put something in its right place, essentially meaning the sunnah, the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the application of revelation, and purifies them. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the idea that the Kaaba is established for the worship of Allah alone. And then later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he sent, after he established that legacy, a messenger from among them that recited the ayat, taught them the book, and he recited them the ayat, he cleansed them, he purified them, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, meaning spirituality, and then taught them the book and the wisdom, meaning its proper application. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rearranged the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam to basically send a messenger with ayat and then the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but and then purification. But this time he rearranged it by saying, no, we're going to send a messenger that will, with this, with these ayat, with these verses, purify them first, and then comes the teaching of the book and the wisdom, its proper application. So one of the most powerful and amazing lessons we learn, of course, from these ayat is the purpose of legacy, of leaving something behind. Usually a human being thinks about legacy when they get older, when they have children, and they all of a sudden say, okay, what have I left behind for my family? What have I left behind for humanity? But one of the most powerful things is that our faith teaches us to leave a legacy almost at any point in time in our life, to think about what we're leaving back for humanity and what we're leaving back for Islam and the Muslims. So essentially to leave back a legacy is so important, essentially to think about what legacy are we leaving behind, like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Are we leaving a legacy behind where people can benefit from the beautiful legacy that he left in terms of the Kaaba and of course progeny that he made dua for, saying, oh Allah, allow them to be people who pray, allow them people be people who remember you and be in the service of others? Or is it a legacy? Unfortunately, we don't know what kind of legacy we leave behind based on a lack of purpose and direction. So these ayat were some of the things that I reflected on, especially because all of the ayat speak about how Islam is established through justice, how Islam is established through that almost every aspect of our faith speaks about a greater meaning and a reverberation of that legacy and leaving it behind. That Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't see, like subhanAllah, all of these people, if you can see here today, that are here from all over different parts of the world in Masjid al-Nabawi. They came to pray and they came to fast in the blessed lands. And some people came to rest, of course, inshallah, and this is the roof. But this is the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And part of that legacy is his great-great grandson, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. So even if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was part of the legacy of Ibrahim, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to follow the legacy of Ibrahim alaihi salam. What legacy do we leave behind? I leave that to you all, inshallah ta'ala, for us to be blessed to leave a legacy and to follow in the legacy of Ibrahim alaihi salam and in the legacy of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which in essence this faith reverberates and embodies his practice and his love and what he stood for, and that is to bring mercy and service to mankind by servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope, inshallah, that has been beneficial to you all. Illuminations, Quranic reflections from the Haramain. And I look forward, inshallah, to seeing you tomorrow, continuing our series, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and accept from everyone and gather us with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the highest levels of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.